Well, there are reports that the CSIRO's entire forestry research division will disappear, and it's created a heated response from industry associations. They say funding cuts threaten Tony Abbott's direct action plan to deal with climate change, because the CSIRO's budget was cut by $110 million in the May federal budget, and it's mooted that 33 forestry scientists will be sacked. If the jobs go, it'll end more than 80 years of forestry research by the CSIRO, Australia's leading research body. Ross Hampton is the CEO of the Australian Forest Products Association, and that association has taken out an advertisement in the Canberra Times this morning to protest the cuts. He's with us now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, James.
Do we know for certain that the Forest Research Division will be axed?
No, and that's what we're trying to stop, James, because I think when we do know for certain, then it'll be all too late. And the reason we've taken this rather extreme measure of taking a half-page ad in this newspaper, and all the associations from Australia have signed up to this ad to Clive Palmer saying, please step in and do something, is because this is the end of the era if it happens. The forestry has been a subject of research for CSIRO since it started for about 85 years. It's been whittled down from 300 down to 150, down to 50, down to 33 as we understand it. And we are being told from inside CSIRO by very distressed scientists, who, by the way, are packing their bags to places like Chile, that this is the end, that they've been told it's all over.
The CSIRO says, quote, it will retain the capability in forest sciences that can contribute to greenhouse gas mitigation and climate adaptation strategies. This capability will form a nucleus from which we can grow our efforts in the future, should industry and government be able to increase its co-investment.
Yeah, and I've read such comments only through the media, might I say. We haven't had any direct reply to our overtures to CSIRO or indeed to the government, which is why we've taken this rather dramatic action. But my response to that, as you'll see in the open letter to Clive Palmer, is one or two researchers allegedly doing forestry work in other areas in CSIRO is not fooling anyone. What is happening here is that the CSIRO is effectively deciding, in our opinion, and this is why industry is so annoyed and so appalled, are effectively deciding that after 85 years, this core area of Australia's economic growth, where we have massive comparative advantage and which supports so many of our regions, is no longer going to be one of the things that we back into the future. And I do remind you, James, that the Abbott government consistently says we should back our strengths. And we're saying, well, we've been a strength of this country, and that's why there's 80,000 people still working in these industries across Australia for the full time we've been, since white settlement. And we think we're still going to be an industry that should be backed into the future. There's enormous developments going on right across the forest industries around the world. They're turning timber and fibre, for example, into bioplastics and biofuels in some parts of the world. General Motors is talking, James, about replacing up to 200 car parts with plastics, if in inverted commas, made from fibre. That's how serious the rest of the world is.
If it's potentially this lucrative, why doesn't the industry take care of the research?
And yes, indeed, that's a question I'm constantly asked too. And we do need to do more from industry. There's more heavy lifting to be done. The problem I've got is that the industry has basically been on its knees since the GFC, and it's just coming out of that now. We've got some good green shoots starting to show. But there's $4 billion worth of forest products coming into Australia each year, right? We've got about $2 billion going out. That's a $2 billion trade deficit, which we think we could fill if we're just given a chance, and if we can recover from the GFC and the very, very high dollar, which decimated so many of our industries, which has come back a bit, needs to come back more, but it's come back a bit. If we can get through this next few years and rebuild, then I think you'll find that it's well worth Australia backing this as one of our major strengths.
Well, the researchers can come back then. The presence or absence of CSIRO researchers won't stop you coming back from the GFC, the impact of the high dollar, those green shoots you refer to growing up into harvestable product?
If only it was so, James. What will happen, though, and I'm told this from within CSIRO, what will happen is that they're going to pack their bags and then we won't get them back. This is a core of research capability that this country desperately needs. They'll be off to Chile, Vietnam, China, Canada, New Zealand, the places where they are still doing the blue sky research around innovation in forest products industries. They're doing these biofuels, bioplastics, as I said. They're looking at new ways to drive greater productivity from their estates. They're looking at new building systems, which are very exciting developments around the world. And those researchers will embed themselves in those other countries and they won't come back easily. We wouldn't be making this fuss, James, because we do understand the difficulties CSIRO faces. We wouldn't be making this fuss if it was a cut from 200 to 100, 100 to 50. But what is happening here is there, and make no bones, we're not going to accept a scientist here or there being a residual base from which to rebuild. That's not fooling anyone. What is happening here is that we are turning our back after 85 years on one of our core productivity-driving regional growth strengths in forestry and forest products.
If one was opposed to logging and had antipathy to the forest industry, would one be happy or sad about this decision?
Well, you'd be very misguided to be happy. You know, there are disputes. We all know that in some of our native forest areas in Australia, despite the fact that these are the most sustainably managed native forests in the world, and it's only a very, very tiny amount of our forest landscape that we're actually talking about
Ross Hampton,
at any one time.
Ian McFarlane, the Industry Minister, will be joining us after the news. What's your question for him?
My question for him is, if the Abbott government says that this is all about backing our strengths, if that's the mantra, if indeed these 80,000 people across regional Australia work in one of our strengths, what about a public message to CSIRO saying, please retain this core of people, these 33 scientists, you've whittled them down to the bare bones, we need to have them there so that we can rebuild that capacity into the future and take Australia forward.
Ross Hampton, we'll get an answer for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's the CEO of the Australian Forest Products Association, talking in relation to the significant job cuts at the CSIRO.